USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers back on the job after weeks of auto plant shutdowns because of the pandemic, and management and union officials agree that yesterday's first day back went well. This UAW member at a Ford plant in Detroit says,
"It's a learning curve. It's different. They got a lot of new safety precautions in place. The mask is difficult to wear as far as your glasses up, but we're going to be all right."
The precautions do slow down the normal production rate. One worker telling reporters while they'd normally build 400 trucks during a shift, they only managed to produce about 100 yesterday. President Trump saying the World Health Organization is, in his words, a puppet of China, telling reporters the organization's response to the global pandemic has been a very sad job. He recently halted U.S. contributions to the WHO. And this is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump disclosing to reporters yesterday at a briefing that he's been taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine as a preventative measure against COVID-19, even though it's not FDA approved for such use.
"I've taken it for about a week and a half now. And I'm still here."
The president's revelation not sitting well with Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She says it's not a good idea, telling CNN she doesn't want the president to take something that has not been scientifically proven to treat coronavirus, especially in his age and weight group. The National Weather Service saying the center of Tropical Storm Arthur is now moving away from North Carolina, though parts of the islands known as the Outer Banks are still expected to get some tropical storm-like winds through the rest of the day. And the highest sustained winds at last check with the storm were about 60 miles an hour. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
U.S. Senator Marco Rubio will now be chairing the Senate Intelligence Committee. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the Florida Republican will be acting chairman in the absence of Senator Richard Burr. Burr of North Carolina stepped down from the chairman's position last week amid a federal probe into his stock trades just before the coronavirus pandemic hit. Today will be Rubio's first day in that new role. The Federal Trade Commission says complaints have been pouring in about nursing homes improperly forcing patients on Medicaid to turn over their government stimulus checks. The agency says facilities claim the $1,200 checks were considered Medicaid resources and should be given to the facilities. But the FTC says the payments can be used as tax credits, meaning facilities cannot take the residents' money that they received under the CARES Act. An actor-comedian Adam Sandler and the NBA superstar LeBron James teaming up for an upcoming Netflix basketball movie. The comedy legend will star in the James-produced Hustle, which follows an American basketball scout bringing an international player to the United States. James' notable transition to the film industry, highlighted by his upcoming acting and producing role in Space Jam, A New Legacy, the sequel to that 90s movie starring Michael Jordan. The Spring Hill Entertainment Production Company, founded by the NBA icon and partner Maverick Carter, will be taking on both of those projects. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.